Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Tribal Hub Podcast. I'm Michelle Bouchard, your host for today's show. And with me today is Logan Bryant of the Splunk team. Logan, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Michelle. Happy to be here.
Yeah, awesome. So wanted to have you on today to talk a little bit about the Splunk and Tribal Value Partnership, and also maybe some information about Splunk that tribes might find interesting. You guys have been in the market for a while as a solution provider. A lot of things have changed in the past, 5-10 years. So wanted to revisit some of those, talk to you about what you're doing specifically in the tribal vertical.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to discuss. We've certainly doubled down on our efforts for tribal nations over the last couple of years. So excited to talk about that.
Awesome. Okay, so let's start off. Why don't you give our listeners just a little bit of background about yourself, when you started with Splunk, and maybe even start after that, talk about, Splunk's journey into tribal technology.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, I mean, my name is Logan Bryant. I have been on the tribes team for almost 2 years now. So it's certainly been a journey. I think you've seen the changes we've made since then. But, as a whole, Splunk has really changed the way it thinks about its business. So, quick recap, Splunk as a whole, we started business in 2003. When you're starting out, you're just kind of catching fish. You don't really know what kind of fish they are, right? And so then as we started to mature, we started to realize that, okay, we have certain types of customers. We have commercial customers and state and local customers and federal customers, and that slowly transitions. And then for a while, what we saw was, well, with tribal organizations, a lot of people think about gaming first, right? So when they think about gaming first, then they think about casinos. And when you think about casinos, typically you think about Las Vegas, right? Well, Las Vegas is very different than traditional tribal America, right? And so when we started our venture into tribal business, we kept it very commercialized like it was in Las Vegas. I think you and I both know, and the listeners know as well, that tends not to mix too well, right? And so we've made that transition over the last couple of years to really separate out our tribes business and really dedicate and go 100% into tribal only markets. So that's all I do. I don't cover anything else other than tribal nations, tribal gaming, anything that's associated with the tribe, Alaska Native corporations, oil and gas. If it is a part of tribal country, then it's a part of our team here at Splunk. And so over the last couple of years, we've really separated that out to really give the tribal nations the respect they deserve.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, I remember actually one of the first times that we met in person was at TribalNet in, was it Reno?
Yeah, Reno.
Reno, that was like the smoke-filled TribalNet. That was the first time. And poor Logan was there all by himself manning that booth. Do you remember? Like, and I was just like, oh my gosh. He's going to like run himself ragged this week, this few days.
Yeah. Wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, didn't know what I was getting into to have a better presence this last year. But
oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. So what kind of services do tribes mostly use from Splunk? I mean, you guys offer a lot of different things. So what are you seeing as something that tribes use?
Yeah, I mean, you make mention of it, right? At its core, and it's a great differentiator for us in the market, not to get too far into things, but our ability to do multiple different workflows within one tool. At our core, we're a data aggregator. And so then whatever you want to use that data for, we can. I think originally we thought, oh, well, we'll track slot machine data, right? And that's how we'll work in gaming. And then, we thought, oh, we'll track hospitality data. Rooms and financials of that aspect. And that's all fine and well, but where we've really started to hit our niche is more in our SIM portion. And I think that's what most folks know Splunk for is a SIM tool or a log aggregator, essentially just pulling in the various log sources that you have across your tribe or your casino and giving you a central spot to look at it. And I think the reason that we've started to focus there is just the advancements in technology as a whole. I don't know about you, but I'm looking at least six pieces of technology on my desk right now, right? And every one of them is sending some kind of code. And when we think about trying to secure our nations, it could be daunting to figure out what's happening on each machine. And so Splunk really at its core makes it digestible for you to see what's going on everywhere, but with one spot to look instead of, you know, various different tools.
Right. That's really cool. And I would bet that because, you know, that kind of a solution, you're working like cross departments, right? So you're not necessarily just working with, you know, your gaming IT group. You're also 100%. Probably working with your, you know, gaming team, your GM on the casino side, or, you know, do you see that?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think we work a lot with, you know, security departments, InfoSec departments. Hey, let's just maintain, make sure that we're keeping our environment secure. Well, then you start to bring in these various logs and network goes, hey, we'd like to see if our servers are up and running, right? What kind of metrics can we change or look at on our servers? And then GM comes in and goes, all right, well, what's the financial implications of this? What is our, how are we operating, right? And so you can start to see how the machine kind of works. And so really the power of Splunk, excuse me, is in the correlation. So being able to correlate your security incidents, your network incidents, the vacancy of your hotel to earnings on the casino floor, right? The broadband. I mean, I think about broadband as well in tribes, especially right now with all the grants going out. Securing those networks is one thing. Making sure they're up and running is another. Right? Splunk is kind of that tool that can kind of do both. So certainly cross-organizational.
Yeah, that's cool. I think a lot of people are finding out that's really the way to go with technology. Like, I mean, it's not, like you said, you're looking at six pieces of technology on your desk. It's not just the technology department who's, you know, anymore. It's everybody's using it.
Yeah. It's not a server in the back anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, looking ahead, so, you know, where we are now, looking ahead, what kind of trends do you see specific to tribal technology? And, you know, how are you at Splunk positioning yourself to stay in front of those developments?
Yeah, I think when I think about tribal technology and I think about the ecosystem as a whole, right, I see this trajectory of movement to cloud. I think we've seen it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, you know, on a personal level or on a tribal level, you know, my phone wants me to buy more cloud storage. I don't know where that's going. It's just going up, right? And I see a lot of vendors that are starting to move more cloud and cloud, you know, only solutions. And there's certainly a place for that, I think. But I think, you know, when I think about tribal country right now, we're almost at a sticking point where it's, okay, are we going to go to the cloud? Or are we going to remain on-prem? And so for me, when I think about that, I think about sovereignty.
Right? Yeah, I think everybody does, 100%. Like that's, as soon as you hear that, you're like, oh, you know.
Right. And I think for me, that's the piece that's most important. You know, when I came into this business, I remember having a conversation with a gentleman in Oklahoma. And I was talking to him about cloud versus on-prem for a Splunk offering. And, you know, I'm going into my pitch and trying to convince him to go to cloud because, you know, it's the next best thing. We're just thinking forward. Everybody's pro cloud. And then he says to me, well, Logan, how do I protect my sovereignty? I didn't really understand what it meant. He said, all these vendors want me to go to cloud, but it's not their family's data that they're sending out there. And that hit me really hard. I know I'm going long tail, but for Splunk, where I see us fitting in that mold and what I've really tried to do is to double down on our commitment to on-premise business, right? Being able to be used on-prem where you can maintain your sovereignty and you can maintain that heritage that you have that is so important. You don't get that stuff back. And what we don't want to be is the vendor that's telling you, well, you either go to the cloud with us or you don't. And so we've seen that with the on-prem business and I've seen it with our managed solutions, you know, cause I think that's another area that could be a huge impact. And I think there are a lot of tribes that are taking advantage of managed services, certainly when we think about resource constraints, human capital is one of them. And so we've partnered with a handful of really good managed service providers that offer a co-managed Splunk solution, not a fully managed. And I want to be careful with that, because the co-managed means that you still have access. There's plenty of solutions that are going to take that information in and give you a single dashboard and let you go. Mm-hmm. But the co-managed is where it really hits. And we only work with managed service providers on the tribal side that will recognize tribal sovereignty. Right. So yes, they're going to help, but they're also going to recognize your sovereignty. And that's kind of a non-starter for us if they won't.
Sure. Absolutely. What else do you guys offer that tribes could possibly take advantage of to help? I know I heard you just before this talk about, you know, challenges that tribes have with, you know, workforce development. What do you have offer anything that tribes could take advantage of to, you know, improve that?
Yeah. And really this has happened over the last 12 to 18 months or so. We've made a couple of pretty significant improvements, I think, on the tribal side, right? So, and these are all exclusive to tribal country. This isn't something that my peers in state and local are getting, or my friends over on the commercial business get, right? Their customers don't experience the same. They're not the same level of customers. So, mm-hmm. you know, one of the things that we started with was, okay, if we're gonna promote a solution, you have to be able to use it. Tools are only as good as your ability to use them. You can buy the best tool on the market, which I would selfishly say Splunk is for what we do. Mm-hmm. But if your team can't use it, it's a waste of money.
Yeah. Why have it?
Mm-hmm. And it's going to make you have a harder time when you go to council next year and ask for the same budget. And they go, awesome. Well, what did it do for us? And you can't answer it because you can't use it. Right. And I don't want to be the person that puts you in that position. So training is something that we've opened up free to all of tribal country, right? So being able to use it, and I'm not talking like, okay, here's how to log into Splunk, right? How to create dashboards, how to create alerts, free workshops. And that's really where the money is, right? So we'll get your whole team on a specific workshop for you and teach you all how to use your Splunk environment, mm-hmm. how to create your own alerts, how to create your own dashboards, stuff that just takes time, right, to figure out on your own. We can greatly expedite with those, you know, those free training resources.
Mm-hmm. And that's really cool, because then, you know, those tribes can create that and craft that specifically for their needs, for what they exactly. want. And, you know, I think too, if they have that, they have the knowledge to do that and they can make that for their tribe, they, you know, they'll use it. They'll have more buy into it and, you know, feel more comfortable working with it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's really easy for us to put some kind of, you know, self-paced course out there, and we certainly have those. But to your point, right, the real value is in seeing it in your own environment. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to copy and paste it, let's work together. So we've made that investment.
Yeah.
And really, I think the carryover to that, you know, the next step is what we've done with our technical resources, right? So we have ongoing technical calls with all of our current customers. So it's one thing to talk to me, right? I like to talk. I love to make relationships. I love talking to people. Sometimes talking is not enough, right? You have issues that you need to work through, or questions that you want to get through, or maybe you have a project from your superiors that you're trying to figure out. I know I can do it with Splunk, but I don't know how. We support that all the way through. So setting up 30 minutes or an hour with a Splunk engineer to, again, take a look at your environment, not talk about hypotheticals or send some documentation or go to a support portal, right? We want to make sure that you have access to Splunk engineers to help you with your Splunk environment. And so we have dedicated engineers just to tribes, which really separates us both internally at Splunk, but I think, you know, vendor wise across the landscape as well.
Yeah, that's great. And you guys also offer, as a tribal value partner, you guys have some of those some pricing modules and things like that also that are just available to tribes. So that's right. another piece there. So
yeah, I think the pricing is, and that's probably what's changed the most over the last 12 to 18 months. I can't tell you how many conversations I had at TribalNet that were, yeah, you know, I'd love to look at Splunk, but last time I looked at it, it was, you know, just an egregious price. Mm-hmm. And I think that change made when we really just said, hey, we're only going to focus on tribes. We're not going to treat this like it's commercial. That helped us go into, you know, the pricing models that we're in now. And again, if my peers could have the pricing models that the tribes have, I think they'd do anything for it. But, you know, so I would just caution anybody that's listening to this. If you've thought of Splunk before or in the market or have looked at us before and it was outrageous, you know, give us a chance to show you what it looks like now with this tribe specific pricing. But yeah, that's certainly the probably the most immediate impact to the changes that we've made.
Yeah, that's awesome. So looking into the future, upcoming innovations, what do you guys have on your radar that listeners be excited about?
I don't know if I say AI, does it get enough people excited? I feel like that's the buzzword right now.
Oh,
right?
100% is the buzzword. Like, tell me all the AI things.
Sure. but in reality, we do have a decent amount coming out for artificial intelligence, right? So for us, again, this goes back to your ability to use the tool. Splunk processing language is very customizable. It's very good at what it does, but it's not as, taught as the main languages, right? You really only use Splunk processing language when you're using Splunk. Mm-hmm. And so initially when we're learning that, getting a little help is really nice. And so we've built out a AI generative tool within Splunk that takes plain language, plain text. Hey, I want to search for this across this time. I'm looking for this alert.
Oh, right? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then Splunk can go, okay, cool. I understand what you're saying. Let me conform this into SPL. And here's your dashboard and your alert that goes along with that. And so that's out now. I would say that's something that we're really excited about, and I'm starting to show to various tribes as they come across, just because, again, it's the ease of use, right?
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's so cool. Anything else you wanted to share as we wrap up our conversation?
There really is a lot about Splunk that I'm so excited about. I've really poured my heart and soul into changing this for tribal country. I mean, it's really near and dear to my heart, and I'm proud of the changes that we've made. So if there's, you know, anything that we can do to help, be happy to talk to you. The new dashboards are really cool. The automation that we've got is really cool. I promise it's not as difficult as it has been in the past, but yeah, I think that's.
Yeah, that's cool. And I've definitely seen that even, you know, on the outside looking in, you know, working with you guys for the past few years, you know, from, like you said, where you've come to where you are, and you're, you know, kind of honing in and focusing in on some of the tribal specific needs and stuff. So that's really cool to see. And we're, you know, grateful to have you as a partner, and hopefully we'll see you at TribalNet this year in Las Vegas.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll be there. I think we're going to make a couple of regional appearances as well. So
sweet.
Keep the lookout for Splunk on the road.
Awesome. Well, Logan, thank you so much for being here today. I will put your information in the show notes if anybody wants to reach out to you and learn more.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks. For more information on today's podcast, just click on the show notes. If you have a story to share or a topic you'd like to see us cover, reach out to our team on LinkedIn or via email at contactus@tribalhub.com. See you soon.